Hello everyone, and greetings from Simon, from Matthew and from me. We send you our love and our greetings. This is indeed a strange time. We are missing you all and being with you every Sunday. We're missing being able to receive our crosses and share our celebrations together, and we wish you were with you. But even though we're not there in body, we are certainly with you in spirit, and we are thinking of you all. And being separated doesn't mean we can't worship the Lord, even through our confusion and our sadness. So let's come and pray together as we start. Lord, thank you for all that you give us. Thank you for our friendship. Thank you that even though we can't be together in body, we can still be with you in spirit. And it still says, your word says that when two or three meet in your name, you're with us. And Lord, you know we're meeting together virtually, and so you're with us here. Thank you, Lord. Come and speak to us now and be our encouragement. Amen. So I'm going to start by reading the passage together. It's Palm Sunday today, as I'm sure you all know, if you've managed to keep track of which day of the week it is. And I'm going to read the passage which this year from the lectionary is Matthew 21, verses 1 to 11. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethpage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, say that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away." This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. "Say to daughter Zion, see, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloaks on them for Jesus to sit on. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" The crowds answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." It's a very familiar passage, but we can come to it afresh today, and just I hope and pray that the Lord will speak something new to us, as he did to me as I prepared. In another lifetime, about last November, I was fortunate to visit Israel. Simon had told me about it, and I know that many of you have been, but this is the first time that I had been there. I was mainly there on business. But for a couple of hours, we were given a guided tour of Jerusalem. Quite strange when you're with an international group of many people who aren't believers. But for a couple of hours, we were able to see some of the main sights. The streets of the old city are thronged with people, especially moving from the temple to the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. But what amazed me was how close all the areas that you read about are. Standing by the western wall, you could just about see the Mount of Olives. Certainly would have been true that day over 2,000 years ago that Jesus would have been coming to a place very nearby. And the other thing that really struck me that day, and as an abiding memory, was as we stood near the Wailing Wall, the western wall, the only part of the temple remaining, was a group of teenage girls, probably 25 of them, arms around each other's shoulders, singing, dancing, praising together in spontaneous bursts of joy. So of course, in that days up when we in the passage when we were looking at, it was in the run-up to Passover, the biggest festival of the year. The crowds would have been huge, with people coming to bring their sacrifices. Think Christmas shopping, think the run-up to the coronavirus lockdown, just what the crowds were like then. The people would have been intent on doing their religious duty and then join their families to celebrate, which is probably a bit the bit they were most looking forward to for many of them. And not only people, but animals everywhere. Even more people. Noise, crush. Seems a bit hard to imagine in the quietness of life on pause. But think back to some time that you've been in a really busy place, and that's what it would have been like. Everyone going about their daily life, busy, focused, ready to remember the Passover. And suddenly, there's a man coming by on a donkey. What's so special about that? There would have been people riding animals all the time. And yet people reacted. They stopped. They threw their cloaks on the ground. They tore branches off the trees and again threw them on the ground. And they called out together, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." 10 days ago, I was on the phone to my sister on a Thursday evening when we both heard a strange noise. It was the amazing outbreak of applause as people acknowledged the work of the NHS. This started as one person's idea about a week before, and others joined in as they were moved to do so. There was no obligation, but people came out and applauded. They sounded car horns, set off fireworks, played bagpipes and rang church bells. Who organised the demonstration on the first Palm Sunday? Well, no one. Jesus came out, he took the colt, climbed on it and rode into Jerusalem. There's no record of people hinting about the passages from the Psalms which are quoted. It was a spontaneous celebration as people were moved by the Holy Spirit. A day of great celebration and joy. They cried out, "Hosanna in the highest." Hosanna in the highest, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. But what does Hosanna mean? Well, I was thinking about it, I thought, of course I know what Hosanna means. It's a cry of celebration, isn't it? So I thought, I better just check. So I looked it up in the dictionary, and that says, an expression of adoration, praise or joy. But then I looked a bit further and I found an article by John Piper, a theologian, that really challenged me and made me think. In the Old Testament, the root of the word Hosanna was more like an urgent cry for help that would, in context, lead to the nation prospering and not being destroyed. So it's such an apt cry for today. We recognise who Jesus is and praise him. We're having that cry of joy, but also a cry for salvation, a cry for help. We're crying for our world and for the people who are in it, that the Lord would help us and save us. It's just not just our nation, this is across the whole globe. And at a time when we are so aware of the human race's frailty, we seek the Lord's help. Psalm 118 verse 26 hints at why the meaning of Hosanna changed. The verse begins, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." The psalmist knew God would answer his and Israel's cry for help. Why did it change? Well, John Piper wrote that this shift from begging for help to recognising God would send help. Because of this shift, the word came to mean, hooray for salvation. It's coming. It's here. Salvation. Salvation. It was a personal, joy-filled exclamation of confidence in God and praise for his provision. This was the cry that rang out as people saw Jesus coming. Many would have seen the Messiah as the one who would save Israel politically to set them free from Roman rule. But we see Jesus for who he really was, the Son of God, who was coming to die, but to rise again just a few days later, to pay the price for all the sins of humanity, and to save all who would trust in him, old, young, rich, poor, from anywhere in the world, throughout all time. This was God's intervening in the world. And so the cry becomes that hooray for salvation, truly a cry of celebration. Normally we would be joining together to march and to sing and to shout her hosannas to the Lord together. We'd be waving our crosses, we'd be praising the Lord. But now more than ever, we need to be calling on the Lord to save our land and our world from the short and long-term consequences of the virus, but asking for the things that are positive, the rebuilding of community, the realisation of how much we value our brothers and sisters in Christ, a reduction in excesses, that those things would last. So can I suggest, and this is, might seem a bit of a silly thing to do, though Matthew would probably say that's quite appropriate for me, that actually that we grab something that can be in place of a palm cross. It might be one of the ones that Sarah suggested that you make. Or it might be you like to use your imagination and grab a kitchen utensil, a pen, or anything else that you have lying around. And to play the link to the next song, Hosanna, Hosanna in the Highest, and walk round your home singing along and raising your hosannas. And we can all do it together and imagine that we are all raising our hosannas together. We come to pray. We come to ask the Lord to come and save us, but we come to praise him for the work that he has done. Hosanna in the highest. God bless you all, and I look forward to seeing you soon.